China tightens social security enforcement, squeezing struggling businesses. As China's fiscal pressures mount, tax authorities are tightening oversight of companies' social security payments by increasing reporting requirements for businesses in several regions and using tax and payroll data to identify wage discrepancies. The stepped-up enforcement could give authorities greater access to revenue from businesses that have historically based social security contributions on relatively low employee wage levels. It comes as weak consumer demand, declining business activity, and mounting local government debt have left many Chinese companies struggling to maintain cash flow. Several individuals based in China spoke to the Epoch Times about the issue on condition of anonymity out of fear of reprisal. A factory manager at a garment processing plant in Tianjin, surnamed Liu, said that many companies in his industry had historically based social security contributions on a relatively low local minimum contribution base rather than employees' full wages. The practice reduced companies' labor costs but could result in social security contributions being reported below employees' actual earnings. That was the practice across the entire industry, he said. As long as nobody said anything, employees paid Social Security according to the local minimum standard, and the rest was paid as wages. If we didn't do this, our profit margin wouldn't even reach 5%. Tax authorities in Liaoning Province said in August that they had used cross-checks of tax data to identify irregularities in companies' Social Security declarations. In Guangdong Province, the provincial tax authority on July 2 required employers to report employees' wages for the 2026 Social Security year, including salaries, bonuses, allowances, and subsidies. Employees must sign the declarations, which companies are required to retain for inspection. These measures are making it increasingly difficult for many companies to maintain their current operations, Liu said. The Chinese Communist Party is squeezing us hard, Liu said. The only way we can deal with it is to cut costs and lay off workers, or use robots. Data-driven enforcement. The tighter enforcement is being implemented alongside broader efforts to digitize tax administration. Tianjin tax authorities held an online policy session on May 22 covering compliance with social security payments and related reporting requirements. Similar trends are seen across China. A senior consultant at a tax and accounting advisory firm in Guangzhou, surnamed Chen, told the Epoch Times that Social Security and tax authorities historically operated with less integrated data, leaving enforcement heavily dependent on companies' own declarations. That has changed with the expansion of China's digital tax infrastructure, she said. The big data cross-checking algorithm can automatically identify the discrepancy within seconds, Chen said. The upgrading of technological tools is completely closing the gray areas where companies previously operated on the margins. Accurate contributions can affect workers' eligibility for Social Security benefits, meaning that underreporting wages can carry costs for employees as well as employers. However, higher mandatory contributions also increase costs for employers, particularly smaller businesses operating on thin margins. Risk to jobs. An independent Chinese economist, surnamed Wang, told the Epoch Times that stricter enforcement could have unintended consequences for employment. Wang said that while authorities described the policy as a way to protect workers' long-term interests, imposing higher labor costs during a period of weak consumption and deteriorating business expectations could discourage companies from hiring. To survive, some businesses may increasingly turn to temporary workers and outsourcing, Wang said, potentially reducing the number of formal jobs that provide Social Security and other benefits. This will inevitably accelerate the loss of formal, protected white-collar and blue-collar jobs in the market, he said. For many small and mid-sized companies struggling to survive, this kind of exhaustive collection and enforcement could ultimately lead to more layoffs, business closures, and unemployment. The cost will still be borne by ordinary people. Wu Ting contributed to this report.